Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. Thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We cordially invite you to come and worship with us at every time and opportunity that you might have. We meet this morning, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for morning worship, and again at 6:30 for evening worship. We will also have midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We also ask you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find these radio broadcasts. You will find sermons and outlines and PowerPoint presentations, along with much study aids that will help you in your study of the wonderful Word of Life. We pray that you'll give that a look and check it out. And if we can help you in further study, don't hesitate to contact us. It's our desire to help you understand God's Word, to live it, and most of all, to obey it in your own life. We are looking at this whole month at the subject of the home. We're going to conclude this series, short series on the radio, dealing with parents. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, we want to read what God's Word says concerning parenting. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." Parents must hold fast in fulfilling the duty in which God has given them to teach the children to love and obey God. In order to hold fast, parents must learn some following truths. God ordained parental duty and authority as a blessing. God ordained the husband and wife relationship and the authority of parents over the children. This arrangement is based on true love. It requires sacrifice and seeking the welfare of others ahead of self. The arrangement is designed by God to bless the husband, the wife, and the child, and all humanity in general. In these four verses, it addresses our duties in the home. Children must be taught to obey, outward conformity, to honor their parents, and inward submission. This teaching is first and foremost in importance, laying a good foundation for all of life to follow. Learning proper attitudes and conduct promotes the child's well-being and protects them from danger. Fathers bear the first and greatest responsibility. They create the atmosphere and set the tone of the home. Anger, resentment, or rebellion may be provoked in the child by a father's sinful, abusive conduct. A child is to be brought up or nurtured by discipline, instruction as correction and chastening, and admonition, instruction as affectionate rebuke. In Colossians 3:18 through 21, these duties are also addressed by God in His Word. A godly wife learns submission to her husband's leadership because it pleases God. A godly husband manifests unselfish love for his wife. Bitterness undermines his love and leadership. A godly child learns to submit to his parents because it's proper and it pleases God. A father's sinful abusive conduct fills the child with volatile anger. The divine order of all things blesses all who attribute to it and conform to it and learn to live it and respect it. The divine order of the universe is a blessing if we learn it, if we believe it and respect it. The divine order of the home is a blessing if we learn it, if we respect it, and if we do it. God ordained the husband to love and to lead his family and to avoid all sinful and abusive conduct. God ordained the wife to submit to the husband's leadership. And God ordained children to obey and honor their parents in every respect. God ordained the duty of discipline in the home. Parents must assert their God-given duty to rule and to guide by disciplining their children. God did not ordain the children to rule the parents, nor the parents to obey the children. Children do not have the right to defy their parents. Asserting parental authority requires corrective discipline of children, but not abuse. Liberal-minded psychologists are wrong, and the Bible is right about this. In the 50s and 60s, Dr. Benjamin Spock advocated a loose and liberal philosophy about raising children, said that you shouldn't discipline a child until he's 5 years old. Later on, Dr. Spock would revise his understanding. The result was a generation in the 60s and 70s that despised all types of authority. In the 80s, when it was too late, Dr. Spock admitted and wrote another book that he had been wrong, but it was too late. A generation already grew up that had no respect for authority, not in the home, not within themselves, and not within society. And so now the society and the home is paying a price. The Bible was right all along about the duty and benefits of firm, consistent, loving discipline. Not abuse, not beating, but loving, firm, consistent discipline. Proverbs is an inspired handbook for raising children to walk in wisdom. Train a child in ways should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It lays the foundation for a good life. The first commandment with promise is what Ephesians 6, 2 said. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he who loveth him chastens him promptly. Proverbs 13, 24. Proper discipline demonstrates love. Failure to discipline brings harm and does not display love. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs 19, verse 18. Discipline must be given while there is hope. If we wait until it's too late, then the benefit will not be there. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Firm, loving discipline sets the limits of safety. The child will push the limits. Parents must push back in a test of wills. Stubbornness must be turned into strength, under control, and to make a strength of character. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Proverbs 23:13. It is cruel to withhold what a child needs, especially when we're dealing with discipline. The rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Proverbs 29:15-17. Consistent discipline is necessary for the success of the child in his life. When children disobey and defy their parents, parents must hold fast by showing them such conduct has unpleasant consequences. The child tries to make the disciplinary process unpleasant for the parent by crying and screaming and pitching a fit. The parent must make it more unpleasant for the child than the child seeks to make it unpleasant for the parent. A child who defies parental authority will encroach more and more unless he stops. Read Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. The parents suffer the agony of having an ungrateful and rebellious child. The church suffers in every way, rebellious souls lost, others influenced, and loss of elders and deacons and leaders in the Lord's church in the future. Society suffers the effects of such conduct in failed homes because more rebellion will result in more destructive lives that will ruin society. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and young eagles shall eat it. Proverbs 30, verse 17. Parents must lead in practical ways. All through the ages, God has taught parents the duty of practical leadership. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 provides an inspired commentary on the duties outlined of Ephesians 6, verse 4. In this sequence, recognize one's true God, total love for God, learn, live His will, and then teach it to your children, and then teach it again, and then teach it again, and then teach it to their children, your grandchildren. Young people yearn for leadership, which only parents can give. Here are some things parents can do to lead in practical ways. Obey the gospel. Read the Bible in front of your children. Read it with them. Pray with them. Pray at home. Be faithful to the church. To bring them up is to invest our time and lives in them. Spend time with them. Listen to them. Be concerned for them. Demonstrate concern for them. Parents must insist school children prepare school lessons and Bible lessons, and we must do so in order that they may be educated in the secular but also in the spiritual. We can open our homes to our children and their friends to show what a godly home is. Parents must exhort leadership regarding moral standards and decisions. Say no to intoxication, fornication, abortion, pornography, profanity, temper tantrums, gambling, lotteries, immodest dress, demeanor that shows disrespect, irreverence towards worship. dancing, all forms of disrespectful language and cursing, conduct that is unbecoming and disrespectful to others, especially to elders, to avoid habits that can lead to addiction, TV programs and movies and videos and music and games with vile language and things that glorify ungodly conduct instead of godliness. Parental authority means parents rather than children have the final say in specific decisions. Too many times today, the parents are not ruling the roost, the child is. In matters of judgment, wise parents consider the child's input, but right and wrong do not change. Parents should help children distinguish between harmless fads and harmful fads. We need to understand that society doesn't set the standard. Society and its fads that come and go are not the standard of conduct. We must hold fast whether or not our children cooperate. Our duty does not change with the whims of a child. Our reaction to our duty reveals our character. And Eli failed in his duty to his children, and they rebelled, and God held him accountable for it in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 11 through 13, because he failed to discipline them. Parents may fulfill this duty, and yet the child rebels. It happens. It happened in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. But we still have to try and make the child understand what's best for them. God is looking for true leaders in the home that will be like Joshua. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But he said in that text in Joshua 24, 15, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a time when there is a great disconnect and a great disrespect for authority, not just in general, but in the home specifically. One of the main reasons is because there are so many single-parent homes where there's not a father and a mother. And then another problem in the home today is that both parents are so busy, they don't have time to direct and train and to teach the child. And so the child is left to his own intentions and learning instead of the parents taking off. Too many latchkey children, too many children who are being raised by daycare, and too many children who will be raised by someone other than the parents because the parents are busy making a living and stewing up for the future and forgetting about the future of their children. Ladies and gentlemen, when we have been blessed with the birth of a child, with that blessing becomes great responsibility. We have been given a precious soul to form and to mold and to teach and to train and to bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that they one too would one day be able to perpetuate this cycle and to bring their children, our grandchildren, up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's nothing more important in your life than time and effort spent in teaching, training, disciplining, and loving your children. We need to take the time, make the effort, and to instill discipline and respect for authority, and do it with love, with kindness, but do it we must. Unless we hold fast, parents, and show that there's consequences for bad behavior, show that there's consequences for making bad decisions, show that there's consequences when you go outside the things that are right, that our children don't have a chance. Let us hold fast, parents. Lead them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Train them in the path that is right, and that is the best way of securing success. Parents, hold fast. Thank you.